Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
Megillah Daf Hei. The Gemara says, Omar Rav, Megillah Bizmano Kairin Oysa Afilu B'yachid. The Rav says that Megillah that's laned in its time, you can lane it even by yourself. But if the Megillah is lain not in its time, then you need 10. Ravasi Omar, Bein Bizmano, Bein Shalei Bizmano, Ba'asara. And Ravasi says, whether the Megillah is lain in its time or not in its time, you need 10. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Bizmano? Says Rashi, B'yud Dalet. Zmano means on the 14th. Mitaych Shehi Chayva Bay Bayayim, Al Kol Yachid B'yachid, since it's a Chiyuv on that day on every individual, Kaira Naisa Afilu B'yachid, so you can lay the Megillah even by yourself, the Hakol Kairin Bay, because everybody's laying the Megillah today, B'ika Pirsum Nais, so there is a Pirsum Nais. In other words, since everybody's laying the Megillah on the 14th, so therefore Pirsume Nisa is in the air. So even if you lane it as an individual, there's still pirsum neis. But shalai bizmano, says Rashi, what does that mean? Kegain, for example, kfarim hamakdim in liyay maknisa, villages that go back to the day of gathering, ein kairin oisa ela ba'asara, you could only lane it with 10, deba'in on pirsum nisa, because we need pirsum nisa. Since when the villages go back to the yay maknisa, that's not the day that everybody's laning on, it's just the villagers. So then you need 10 in order to fulfill the inyan of Pirsume Nisa. Now it's interesting that when Rashi explained that what Bizmana means, Rashi only said Yud Dalet. What about Tesvav for the Krachim Amukaf and Chayim Amemeis Yeshua Ben Nun? Is that considered Bizmana? So the fact that Rashi said Yud Dalet would seem to imply that Tesvav would not be considered Bizmana, and the Svara would be, because you can't say Hakol Kairin Bay that everybody's laning the Megillah today, so there's Pirsume Nisa in the air, because it's not the Rav HaOlam that's laning the Megillah on Tesvav, it's only the walled cities. But then when you get to Rashi Shalai Bizmana, Rashi goes to a whole new case of Kfarim HaMakdim Liyay Maknisa. Why didn't Rashi just say Shalai Bizmana is Tesvav? So that Rashi would sound like Tesvav is also considered Bizmana. And the fact that all the walled cities are laning today, that's enough of a svara to say that there's Pirsume Nisa in the air that even a Yachid could lane. The Maratz Chias learns up in Rashi that only Yodalit is considered Bizmana, but Tesvav is Sholei Bizmana, but the Sefer Beis Yitzchak learns up B'das Rashi that Havada, when Rashi said Yodalit, it's Lav Dafka, and Huadin Tesvav for the Mukafin is also considered Bizmana. And the Ran says Mefurish that Zmana is Hainu Arbeisar La'ayareis V'chameisar L'mukafin, that both the 14th for the regular cities and the 15th for the Mukafin is all considered Bizmana. And it's also Mavur like that in the Rashba and the Ritva. And the fact that they don't say that they're coming to argue on Rashi that says that only Yudalit is Bizmana, it would sound like the Beis Yitzchak is saying that they understood that Rashi that said Yudalit is Lav Dafka. Also, Lehalacha in Simen Tafresh Tzadi, Sif Yud Ches, and in the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Samach Aleph, it's Mevur that both the 14th for Ayareis and the 15th for Mukafin is considered Bizmana. Moving on to the next Ta'ara, Rashi says that Shaloi Bizmana is Kigain Kfarim HaMakdim in Liyay Maknisa. Villages that go back to Yay Maknisa, that is Shaloi Bizmana. The Ran, Rashba, and Ritva say that Shaloi Bizmana is where Yudalit falls out on Shabbos, and the Bnei Ayareis go back to Erev Shabbos, or where Tesvav falls out on Shabbos, and the Krachin go back to Erev Shabbos, that's Shalei Bizmana. Now, the Pnei Yeshua and the Beis Yitzchak both say that you cannot say that Rashi argues on the Rishayim and holds that that's not considered Shalei Bizmana, because it's Mefurish in the Hemshech HaGemara that in a case where Yud Dalit falls out on Shabbos, and the cities have to go and lane on Erev Shabbos, that the Gemara calls that a case of Shaloi Bizmana, that according to Rab, you should need Asara. So therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua and the Beis Yitzchak, you have to say that when Rashi said that the case of Shaloi Bizmana is Kvarim HaMakdim Liyay Maknisa, it's Lav Dafka. It's even when your Dalit or Tesva falls out on Shabbos. So then why did Rashi say Why didn't he say, like the Rishayim, that it means a case of your Dalit or Tesvav that falls out on Shabbos? Says the Pnei Yeshua and the Beis Yitzchak, beautiful. Because Rashi was bothered, if your Dalit falls out on Shabbos, so then all the city people are laning on Yud Gimel. So then why don't you have the same Svara of Bismana? Why is Bismana B'yachid? Rashi said, because since Hakol Kairin Bay, so there's a Pirsum Nais, the Pirsum Enisa is in the air. So you can lane it even B'yachid. So where your Dalit fell out on Shabbos, and now everybody's laning it on Yud Gimel, you have that same Svara. So why shouldn't that be considered Bismana? So therefore Rashi says that Shaloi Bismana is, for example, Kfarim HaMakdim and the Yom HaKnisa. And over there, not everybody's laning it. So there's no Pirsume Nisa in the air. And that's why you need Asara. Once they said that Shaloi Bismana needs Asara, so then Loi Plug. So then, even in a case where your Dalit or Tesvav falls out on Shabbos, they also said that you're going to need Asara. Because once there's one case of Kvarim HaMakdim Le'im HaKnisa where you don't have the Svar of Akol Kairin Bay, so now they gave one set halacha across the board for everybody. Even your Dalit or Tesvav that falls out on Shabbos, even though you have the Svar of Akol Kairin Bay. And with this, the Beis Yitzchak answers another question as well. The Rishonim, the Ran, and others ask on Rashi, that how could you say that Shaloi Bismana means Kfarim HaMakdim Le'im HaKnisa if in the times of Rav and Rav Asi, the whole din of the villages going back to Yom HaKnisa didn't exist anymore? The Gemara says on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and that's the way we paskin, that Bismana Zeh Ein Kair Noise Ela Bismana. Nowadays, you can only lay the Megillah in the proper time. So why is Rashi mixing in Kfarim HaMakdim Le'im HaKnisa? He should have just said Yud Dalit or Tesvav that fall out on Shabbos. But Lefi, what we just said, it's very good. Because Rashi was bothered, if Yud Dalit or Tesvav falls out on Shabbos, why should it be different than Bismana? You still have the Svar of Akol Kairin Bay V'Ika Pirsum Neis. So that's why Rashi used the case of Kvarim HaMakdim Le'im HaKnisa to explain Shaloi Bismana. Even though it doesn't apply anymore, but since in that case of Shaloi Bismana, it makes sense that Chazal were misakin that you need Asara, so therefore they made a loy plug, they made one halacha across the board, and they said that all cases of Shaloi Bismana need Asara, even by Yodalit or Tesvav that fall out on Shabbos. Moving on to the next Ta'ara, Rashi says, on this that Ravasi says, that Bein Bismana, Bein Shaloi Bismana, is Ba'asara, says Rashi, mitzvah lechazar achar asara mishum persumei nisa. Ravasi means that there's a mitzvah to search, to get 10 people because of persumei nisa. Aval ilay ashkach asara, but if a person doesn't find 10 people, lo yomar Ravasi delay likri. Ravasi didn't mean that you shouldn't lane it. Shein iser kriyasa biyachid. He never meant that it's aser to lane the Megillah biyachid. El a mitzvah lechreisa basara, it's just a mitzvah to lane it with 10. So Rashi's telling us that this that Ravasi says, that Bein Bismana, Bein Shaloi Bismana Basara is only the mitzvah, but it's not ma'akiv. And if a person can find 10 people, of course, he should lane it b'yachid and he'll be yaitza. If so, when Rav said that Megillah Bismana, Karnaisa Afilu b'yachid, he must have meant that even l'chatchila you can lane it b'yachid. If Ravasi agrees that b'di'eved, if you lane it b'yachid, you're yaitza, so it must be that what Rav is arguing on Ravasi when he says that Megillah Mizmana Karnaisa Afilu B'yachid is that you could even lain it Lechatchila B'yachid. So the Ran asks, if so, then how do we understand what Rav himself said on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph? That it says over there that Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Kehanim Ba'Avedason, Ulevim B'Duchanon V'Yisrael B'Ma'amadon, Kulon Mivatlan Avedason Uboyin Lishmoy HaMikra Megillah. That there's a din that we're mevatel aveda to hear Mikra Megillah. And as the Ran over there explained, that what it means is that if the tzibor is laning now, so we're mevatel the aveda to hear the Megillah b'tzibor now, and we do the aveda later. So you see that Rav is telling us over there that there is a din to lane Megillah b'tzibor. And over here Rav's telling us that even the chatchila, you can lane Megillah b'yachid. So then why did they have to be mevatel their aveda for? Let them just do the aveda and let them lane the Megillah by themselves. They don't need a tzibur. Says the Ran that even according to Rav, that l'chatchila you can lane the Megillah b'yachid, that just means that there's no mitzvah l'chazer achar asara. That if a person doesn't have a tzibur available, there's no din on him that he has to go be matriach, to be mekabetz, to gather together a minion in order to be able to lane. But if there is a minyan available, of course he should go to lane the Megillah with the tzibor because of persume nisa. And that's why when the tzibor is laning, you're mevatel v'avayda. Not only that, but even by base Rebbe, it says on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that they're mevatel Talmud Torah to go hear Mikra Megillah. Says the Ran, even if they had 100 people in their Beis HaMedrash, there's still an inyan to go to a bigger tzibor because of Reivam Hadras Melech. And even Rav agrees to that. Rav just means that there's no din that you have to be mechazer achar asara. And this is also very meduyuk in Rashi, because Rashi, when he explains Rav Asi, that says, Bein bizmana, bein shalei bizmana, that you need ba'asara, says Rashi, mitzvah lechazer achar asara. That what Rav Asi is coming to say is that you have to search, you have to go after 10 people. And also when the Gemara says, Hava Uvda, there was a story, V'choshle Rav l'hod Rav Asi, that Rav was choshish for Rav Asi Shita, says Rashi, V'choshle Rav l'hod Rav Asi, V'chozar al asara v'kibtzon, that he went searching for 10 people and gathering them together. Meaning, if there was a tzibur available, that has nothing to do with Rav Asi. That even Rav agrees to, that there's a mitzvah min amuvchar to lane it with a tzibur. What the Gemara is saying is that there was a story that Rav didn't have a minyan available, and he went and he searched, he was teireach, to go gather 10 people together, because he was choshesh for Rav Asi Shita, that even bizmano there's a mitzvah lechazer achar asara. So now, according to the way Rashi's learning the sugya, that the machlokes Rav and Rav Asi is whether lechatchila you can lein bizmano beyachid, but everyone agrees that b'di'eved, if you lein it beyachid, it works. Says the Rosh in Simen Vav that from the fact that Rav was choshesh for Rav Asi Shita, that would show us that the halacha is like Rav Asi. However, there is another mahalach in the sugya that you see in the Rif and in Taisvis, and according to their mahalach in the sugya, things work out differently. Taisvis brings a raya that the halacha is like Rav. Why? Because Rabbi Yechanan says on Daf Yates Amud Beis that HaKoyre B'Megillah HaKsuva Bein HaKsuvim, if a person leans from a Megillah which is part of a scroll that has other parts of Ksuvim in there, it's not a Megillah by itself, so it says you're not Yaitza. And Rabbi Yechanan over there explains that that's only B'Tzibur, that you're not Yaitza, but B'Yachid you are Yaitza. So says Taisus, and the Rif brings the same Raya, that you see from there that you could lane the Megillah B'Yachid. So it's a proof that the halacha is like Rav, because we know the klal is that when we have a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, halacha k'Rabbi Yechanan, and Kolshkein over here, where Rav and Rabbi Yechanan are both saying the same thing, so certainly we paskin, like both of them, that Megillah can be laned even B'Yachid. Now from this Raya of the Rif and Taisus, you see that they must have learned the sugya differently than Rashi. Because according to Rashi, and the Baal Amor also learns Al Derech Rashi, that Rav Asi only meant that there's a mitzvah lechatchila to lane the Megillah ba'asara, but even he agrees that b'di'eved your yaitze b'yachid. So what's the raya from Rabbi Yechanan that Rabbi Yechanan holds like Rav? Maybe all Rabbi Yechanan meant when he said Megillah k'suva ben aksuvim that your yaitze b'yachid, he meant in a case where b'di'eved a person lane b'yachid. Obviously, you see from the Rif and Taisus that they hold that according to Rav Asi, even b'di'eved you're not yaitze b'yachid. And therefore, from the fact that Rav Yechanan said that you can lay in the Megillah b'yachid, it's a proof that he holds like Rav. So it comes out, according to the Rif, the Ran speaks out, that the machlokes of Rav and Rav Asi are mikotze el kotze. That Rav holds that bizmano you could even lay in the Megillah lechatchila b'yachid, and Rav Asi holds that even b'di'eved you're not yaitze b'yachid. So it comes out that according to the Mahalach of the Rif and Taisvis, that Rav Asi holds that you're not even Yaitze B'di'evet B'yachid. So then we have a Raya from Rabbi Yochanan later that he holds like Rav. So then even though Rav was Choshesh for Rav Asi, still the Rif and Taisvis hold that the fact that we have Rabbi Yochanan who holds like Rav, that you can lay in the Megillah B'zmano, even B'yachid, so that overpowers the fact that Rav was choshesh for Rav Asi, and we're still going to paskin like Rav. But according to the Mahalach of Rashi and the Baal Amor, that even Rav Asi is maida that b'di'eved your yaitze b'yachid, All Rav Asi meant when he said that Megillah Bizmano Ba'asara was just that there's a mitzvah l'chazer achar asara. So then there's no proof from Rabbi Yechonon later that said that Megillah Aksuva Ben Aksuvim, your Yaitse B'Yachid, that he holds like Rav. Since Rav Asi also agrees that B'di'eved, your Yaitse B'Yachid. So therefore, we're going to go back to the Raya from the fact that Rav was Choshesh for Rav Asi, that the Halacha is like Rav Asi. V'halacha, the Mechaber Paskins in Simen Tofresh Tzadi Sif Yud Ches, Megillah B'Yudalidu B'Tesvav Tzorach Lachzar Achar Asara, that the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th, you have to search, you have to look for 10 people. V'im E'efshar Ba'asara, K'irim Eisa B'Yachin, if you can't find 10, then you lain it B'Yachin. So the way we're learning, that means the Mechaber is Paskining like the Shita of Rashi and the Balamar, that the Machlekes in the Sugya was Legabe, whether there's a mitzvah l'chazar achar asara, and we paskin like Rav Asi, like the Rosh said, because Rav was choshesh for Rav Asi, so therefore, Megillah on the 14th and the 15th, even though it's bismana, you still, l'chatchila, have to go after asara. But if you can't find asara, you can lay it b'yachid, because Rav Asi only meant l'chatchila. But it can't be that the Mechaber is paskining like the Rif and Taisus, because according to the Rif and Taisus, the halach is like Rav. And according to Rav, Megillah Bizmana, Kaira Naisa Afilu B'Yachid L'Chatchila, like the Ran said. So why would the Mechaber say that Megillah on the 14th and the 15th, Tzarech Lachzar Achar Asara? So it's a Raya that the Mechaber must be paskening like Rashi and the Balamor, that the Sugya is talking about the Mitzvah, and we pasken like Rav Asi, that Megillah, Bein Bizmana, Bein Shaloi Bizmana, is Ba'asara L'Chatchila, but B'Di'eved, Yer Yaitze B'Yachid. The problem is that the Rama says at the end of the halacha that when a yachid lanes the Megillah bismana, he has to make a bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah is medayik from the Rama, but if a yachid lanes it shaloi bismana, let's say nowadays, if the 15th would fall out on Shabbos, so Yerushalayim, places that are mukaf and chayma, lane the Megillah on Yudalid. In such a case, if a yachid would lane it, he would lane it without a bracha. And the question is why? If the Mechaber told us that the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th, you have to l'chatchila search for 10, that means we're paskening like Rav Asi. And the Rama doesn't argue on that Mechaber. So how could the Rama say that a Megillah shaloi bizmana, that you lain b'yachid, you don't make a bracha? Why not? According to Rav Asi, l'fi Rashi and the Balamor, Megillah bein bizmana, bein shaloi bizmana ba'asara only means l'mitzvah. But b'di'evet, even shaloi bizmana, you're yaitze b'yachid. So why can't you make a bracha? The answer is, I'll pin the Sharatzin over there in Sivkot M'samach Aleph, that were chayshish also for the shitas of the Rif and Taisus. When it comes to the bracha, we're machmir that maybe the halach is like the Rif and Taisus, that the sugya is talking even b'di'eved, and we paskin like Rav, that only the Megillah bizmana is b'yachid, but Megillah shaloi bizmana needs asara, and if you don't have asara, it's ma'akiv even b'di'eved. So therefore you should lane it, because maybe the halach is like Rashi and the Balamar, but you shouldn't say a bracha, because maybe the halacha is like the Rif and Taisvis and Safik brachis lahaka. Moving on to the next inyan. The Mishnah says, Ezehir Gedoila kol sheyesh ba asara batlonin. Pachis mikan hareze kfar. What's considered an ir Gedoila to lane on the 14th? Any place that has 10 people that are batal from their malacha available in the Beis HaKnesses for tefillah. But less than that is considered a kfar, and they go back to the Yom HaKnisa. The question is that the Gemara told us on Daf Dalet Amud Beis that the reason why Chazal allowed the Kfarim to go back to the Yom HaKnisa is Mipnei Shemisapke Mayim Umozein Lachem Shebekrachin, which Rashi explained to mean Schar Hu Lahem Bishvil Shehein Misapkin, that Chazal gave the villages a reward since they supply the Ayarais with Mayim Umozein the whole year round. So therefore, we gave them that benefit that when they're coming in anyway for the Yom HaKnisa, they could lane the Megillah then instead of schlepping in special again on Purim. So the question is, what does that have to do with an Ir Gedoila? An Ir Gedoila that doesn't have 10 batlonin. So the Mishnah says that they have a din of a kfar and they go back to the Yom HaKnisa. The Rashba and the Ritva and the Aftalat Amud Beis both speak out that an Ir Gedoila is not misapik mayim umazin lachem shebekrachin. So why do they deserve a schar? So why, just because they don't have 10 batlonim, why should they be allowed to go back to the Yom HaKnisa? The Sfas Emes on Daf Dalet Amud Beis explains, B'teisefes Nefach Mishali, that although the reason why Chazal made the takana was because of a schar, but now the gather of how they made the takana was that any place that doesn't have 10 batlonim has a din to go back to the Yom HaKnisa. Since Kfarim, generally speaking, don't have 10 batlonim, so that was a good way of being magdir what a kfar is. A kfar is a place that doesn't have 10 batlonim. And now they made a loy plug. Any place that doesn't have 10 batlonim has the halacha of a kfar. If they would have said that it depends if you actually give the food or not, so then it's not so mugder. What happens if some people go in and they supply and some people don't go in? So it's nasata devarecha l'shiurin. But like this, it's a clear-cut thing. If you have 10 batlonim, then you're not a kfar. And if you don't have 10 batlonim, then you are a kfar. However, the Rashba and the Ritva and Daf Dalet Amud Beis both argue on Rashi and say that it has nothing to do with the schar. The Gemara doesn't mean that because the villages supply the cities with Maimu Mazin, so they get a reward and we let them lane early. It's nothing to do with the reward. The Gemara just means that Chazal were afraid that if the Kfarim are going to have to come in special on Purim for the Megillah, so then they're going to be nisbatel from the Simchas Hayoyim. There's a din of Sudas Purim. So Chazal said that since they're coming in anyway on the Monday and Thursday before Purim to supply us with food, so that's a good opportunity to allow them to lane. This way they won't have to be nisbatel from the Sudas Purim on Purim. They could just stay home and do their Suda properly. Says the Rashba and Ritva, so too an Ir Gedoyla that doesn't have 10 batlonim, so it's not so easy for them to get together a minyan. So if we're going to make them lane Megillah on the 14th, they're going to have to wait around until they get a minyan together, so they're going to be in this battle from the Sudas Purim. So this way, when they're gathering anyway on Monday and Thursday for Kriyas HaTorah, let them lane the Megillah then, and this way on Purim, they won't have to be in this battle from the Suda. In other words, by the Kfarim, what makes them come into the city is the fact that they're supplying Mayim U'mazayin. Like the Rashba explains on Daf Beis, for Kriyas HaTorah alone, only a few people would have come in from the Kfarim. To schlep in from the Kfarim for Kriyas HaTorah, not everybody would have come in. What makes everybody come in is Mipnei Shemesapkin Mayim U'mazayin Lachem Shebekrachin, because they supplied water and food to their brothers. It was the market day. They chose Monday and Thursday because if they have to come in anyway for market days, it may as well be Monday and Thursday so that they could chap around Kriyas HaTorah too. But the Ir Gedoyla people, they would gather for Kriyas HaTorah. Because for them it wasn't so far. So even without the Svara of being Mesapik Mayim U'mazayin, they gathered together for Kriyas HaTorah itself. So the point is, there was one takana that on the day that people were gathering together anyway, that's a good day to be mesakin that they could lane the Megillah then, and this way they won't have to be in this battle from the Sudas Purim. But a Ir Gedoyla that has 10 batlonim, so there's always a minyan available in shul. So let them come on Purim and lane the Megillah bismana. There won't have to be a bittel from Sudas Purim because it will go 1, 2, 3. So it comes out like this, that according to Rashi, that the reason why they allowed the Kfarim to go back to the Yom HaKnisa was a schar, because they are misapik Mayim U'mazayin, so he gave them a reward that they could lane early. So then you have to say that a Ir Gedoyla that doesn't have 10 batlonim is a loy plug, even though they weren't misapik, but kach tiknu chachamah, that's the gedder of how they made the takana. Even though really the sibas hatakana doesn't apply. But according to the Rashba and the Ritva, the Sibas HaTakana applies equally to an Ir Gedoyla, just like to a Kfar. Because the reason why the Kfarim were allowed to lane early was in order that they shouldn't have to be in this battle from the Sudas Purim by having to come into the cities to lane on Purim. So this way we let them lane early so that they could stay home and have their Suda. So too, in the Ir Gedoyla that doesn't have 10 batlonim, if they're going to have to wait around till they get a minyan on Purim, they're also going to be nisbatel from Sudas Purim. So this way, when they were gathering anyway for Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday, we said, let them lane then. This way on Purim, they could have their Suda properly. Lefi zeh, we can explain a machlekes rishayim beautifully. Taisvis and Afgimulamid Beis, Divra Maschel, Krach Shein Bayud Batlonim, Nidan Kikfar, says that when it comes to Krakin Mamukaf and Chaim Mimais Yeshua Ben Nun, even if they don't have 10 Batlonim, they still lay on Tesvav, and they don't have a din to go back to Yom HaKnisa. The din of our Mishnah that says that an ear gedoyla that doesn't have 10 batlonim is nidan kikfar is only by an ear that doesn't have a wall. Then, if it doesn't have 10 batlonim, it's nidan kikfar. But a krach, that's mukaf chaymah mimayis yeshua benun, even if there's no yud batlonim, they still lay on tesvav and cannot go back to the Yom HaKnisa. And it's meduyik like that in our Mishnah. Because since it only says ezehi ir gedayla kol sheyesh ba asara batlon and pachis mikana reza kfar, and the Mishnah doesn't say ezehi krach kol sheyesh ba asara batlon and but pachis mikana reza kfar, it's mashma that it's only a din in the ir gedayla, but in a krach it wouldn't make a difference. Even if there's no 10 batlonim, it's still a krach. The Rashba and the Ritva and Daf Gimel Amud Beis bring a proof to Taisa Shita from the Gemara over there that says that Va'amar Abishua ben Levi krach she yoshav ulebesayf hukaf nidan kikfar, that a walled city that was inhabited and then afterwards it got its wall, it has a halacha of a kfar legabe kriyas megillah according to the way many Rishonim learn. Now if it says that it's nidan kikfar rather than saying nidan ki'ir, so obviously we're talking about a place that doesn't have 10 batlonim, like Taisus over there speaks out in Dibra Maschel Krach Sheyoshav. And still, it sounds like only because it was inhabited and then it got its wall, that's why it has a halacha of a kfar. But if it would have been Hukaf Ulebeseif Yoshav, had the wall been there first, then it wouldn't have had a halacha of a kfar. Why not? If there's no Yud Batlonim, it should be a kfar anyway. So you see a raya from the Gemara that in a city that's Mukaf Chayma, there's no halacha that if there's no 10 batlonim it has a din of a kfar, it still retains its halacha of a krach to lain on tesvav. And although the Gemara says on Daf Gimel Amud Beis in the next memra that v'omer Rav Yishua ben Levi krach she'ein bay asara batlonim nidain kikfar, that a krach that doesn't have 10 batlonim is nidain kikfar, Taisus is madchik that it doesn't mean a krach that's mukaf chayma mimais Yishua ben Nun. It just means a very big city, like you find that Lashon in other places in Shas, that Krach just means a very big city. And the Chiddush is like the Gemara says, that even though it's such a big city, it's a metropolis, and people come from all over the place. And you would think, so that should replace Asara Batlonim. Kamash Malan, still no, unless you have Asara Batlonim, it has a din of a kfar. But a Krach, that's Mukaf Chayim, Mimais Yeshua Ben Nun, even if there's no 10 Batlonim, it still has a din of a Krach. And they lay on Tesvav and cannot go back to the Yom HaKnisa. However, the Rashba and the Ritva argue on Taisus, and they say that no, they take the Gemara at face value. It says, Krach she'in bay asara batlon and nidain kikfar. And Krach, that's mentioned in Masechta Megillah over here, usually means a walled city from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, and still it says that it's nidain kikfar. Aye, what do you do with the first mem of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? That krach sheyoshav ulebeseif hukaf nidain kikfar. They say nidain kikfar just means that it has the halachas of a kfar. That if there are 10 batlonim there, then it lanes on your dalid. And if there's no 10 batlonim, they go back to Yom HaKnisa. So it comes out that we have a machlekes rishonim when you have a walled city from the times of Yeshua ben Nun that doesn't have 10 batlonim. Can they go back to the Yom HaKnisa or not? Taisus holds no, they have a din of Tesvav, and the Rashba and the Ritva say yes, they do have a din to go back to the Yom HaKnisa. So what's the beer in this machlokes? According to what we said before, that there's a machlokes between Rashi against the Rashba and the Ritva, how to explain the din of our Mishnah that an ir gedoyla that doesn't have 10 batlonim has a din of a kfar and goes back to the Yom HaKnisa, we can explain the machlokes between Taisvis against the Rashba and the Ritva. Because according to Rashi, that says that really the reason why they were misakin for the Kfarim to go back to the Yom HaKnisa is because it's a schar for them, because they supplied the cities with Mayim U'mazayin. So then really the Sibas HaTakana shouldn't apply to an Ir Gedayla, because they don't deserve any schar. They're not supplying any Mayim U'mazayin. Just like the Sfas Emes explained, it's a loy plug. that the way the Chachamim were magdir, what's considered a kfar and what's considered an ir, is do you have 10 batlanim or not? Because usually a kfar didn't have 10 batlanim. So that's the gedder of how the Chachamim made the takana. So if so, the only reason why an ir gedayla that doesn't have 10 batlanim is nidan kikfar is only because of a loy plug, so then we could understand Taisa Shita beautifully. A krach, that's Mukav Chaima Mimaisi Shua Ben Nun, that's not similar to a kfar. A kfar doesn't have a wall. So in Hilchus Loy Plug, you can hear very well that a krach is not Bechlal Kfar. Since a krach is in a whole different category, it's a walled, fortified city, so that's not included in the Loy Plug. So therefore, by a krach that doesn't have 10 batlanim, it's going to have to lay on Tesvav and cannot go back to the Emaknisa. But the Rashba and the Ritva, the Shitasam, that say that the same Svara that we have, why Kfarim go back to the Yemak Nisa, we have that in the Ir Gedoyla that doesn't have 10 Batlanim either, because they understand that the reason why they were Makel on the Kfarim is because we don't want them to have to be in this battle from the Simchas Hayoyim, from Sudas Purim. So therefore we said that instead of them coming in special on Purim, let them lay the Megillah early on the Yom HaKnisa so that they could have their Sudas Purim. And in the Ir Gedoyla that doesn't have 10 Batlanim, also we don't want them to have to wait around till they get their minion together to lay the Megillah B'tzibur on Purim, because we want them to be able to do their Sudas Purim. So when they're gathering anyway on Yom Sheni V'Chamishi for Kriyas HaTorah, let them lay the Megillah then. This way they could do their Sudas Purim properly. So Lefize, a krach that doesn't have 10 batlanim, also has the same svara that we should allow them to lay in early on the Yom HaKnisa in order that they should be able to do their Sudas Purim. As a Maimer HaMuskar, it is kedai to note that there is a third shita in the Rishonim, what the halacha is by a krach that doesn't have 10 batlanim, which is the shita of the Ramban, that it gets a din of a kfar completely, that they can go back to the Yom HaKnisa, but if not, if they don't want to, then they lay on your dalid. So this is different than the Rashba and the Ritva. The Rashba and the Ritva said that their ikar din is tesvav, but if they want to go back to the Yom HaKnisa, they could. The Ramban is saying that no, they're like a kfar completely, that their din is your dalid, and if they want to, they could go back to the Yom HaKnisa. And Taisra Shita is, no, their din is tesvav completely, and they cannot go back to the Yom HaKnisa whatsoever. Moving on to the next inyan, the Mishnah says that be'elu amru makdimin v'lo ma'achrin. When it comes to Megillah that falls out on Shabbos, so you go back early, you don't push it off later. Avos manatzei kohanim v'ha'am v'tisha b'av chagiga v'hakel ma'achrin v'lo makdimin. But the Mishnah gives us a list of things that if they fall out on Shabbos, you push them off and you don't do them early. One of them is Tisha B'Av. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, so you fast on Sunday rather than on Friday. And Rashi says, "For hu adin leyudzayin b'tamuz v'lasara b'teves." That same halacha applies to Shavasar b'tamuz and Asara b'teves that fall out on Shabbos, that you push it off to Sunday. So you see that Rashi does not differentiate between Asara b'teves and the other fast days. And the Rambam in Perek Hei Mehilchus Taniyos also says the same thing, because the Rambam over there gives us a list of the days that Kol Yisrael Misanim Bohem, Mepnei Atzorei She'iru Bohem, and he says the third day of Tishrei is Tzem Gedalia, and we have Asara B'Teve, Shavasar B'Tamuz, and Tisha B'Av, and the Rambam says in Halacha Hei that Avolechod Me'arbo Yemei Atzorei She'chol Yais B'Shabbos, Doichin Oisei Lachar HaShabbos, that if any one of these four fast days fall out on Shabbos, we push it off to after Shabbos. And the Rambam includes Asara B'Teves in that klal. However, the Beis Yosef in Ayra Chaim Simen Tov Kuf Nun brings B'Shem Davud Ram that he says a Chiddush Gadol that if Asara B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, you would fast and you wouldn't push it off to after Shabbos. Why? Because the Pasuk in Yecheskel in Kapitel Chavdalet, Pasuk Bey, says about Asara B'Teves, Be'etzem Hayem Hazeh, just like on Yom Kippur, that it says Be'etzem Hayem Hazeh. Says the Beis Yosef, V'lo yodati minayin lo zeh. I don't know where he got this from. What the Beis Yosef means to ask is that Ein Adam Don Gzeir Shava Me'atzmai, you can't make up your own Gzeir Shavas. Where does the Avudram get this, that because it says Be'etzem Hayayim Hazeh by Asara B'Teves, just like it says by Yom Kippur, so just like Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos, you fast, so too Asara B'Teves that falls out on Shabbos, you fast. How could you make up your own drasha? To explain the Shita of the Avodram, let's first be Makdim, the Gemara in Tainis Daf Chav Tesom at Beis, that says that Rabbi Yochanan says, Ilu havai hosam kavate ba'asiri. If I would have been there when they were kaveya, the tainus of Tisha B'Av, I would have established it on the 10th. Since Rav of the Beis HaMikdash was burnt on the 10th of Av, I would have established it on the 10th. And Tosfos brings it on Amud Beis, Dibra Maschel Ubikesh, to explain the Havamin of the Gemara that Rebbe wanted to be Oikar Tisha B'Av. Tosfos says that what it means is that he wanted to be oikerit from the 9th and make it the 10th. Frekta Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph, that the fast of Tisha B'Av was not a fast that was hukva al pi chazal, it was al pi navi, like the Pasuk says in Zechariah, Perek Ches, Koyomar Hashem Tzavakais, Tzoyim Horavi, Vitzayim HaChamishi, Vitzayim HaShvi, Vitzayim HaAsiri, Yiyel Lebeis Yehuda, Lesosin Ulusimcha, Lemayadim Tovim. That Hashem says the fast day of the 4th month, the 5th month, the 7th month, the 10th month, which are the fast days of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Tammuz being the 4th month, and the fast day of Tisha B'Av and Kesem Gedalia, and Asar B'Teves will be, for Beis Yehuda, days of Sasein and Simcha. By the Binyan Abayis, these days will turn into days of happiness. So how could Rabbi Yechanan say, if I would have been there, I would have established it on the Asiri? It's not something that Chazal established. It was something that was given b'nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these fast days. Answers the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph, and the Etzem Yisoid already is mevuah in the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Amud Beis, that al pi navi midivrei Kabbalah, all that was said was like the Lashon HaPasuk, Tzayim HaRavi, V'tzayim HaChamishi, V'tzayim HaShvi, V'tzayim HaAsiri. It was just said that there has to be a fast in the 4th month, in the 5th month, the 7th month, the 10th month. There has to be a fast sometime in this month. But the specific day in the month, that was not given midivrei Kabbalah. That was not said al pi navi. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that was a later takana after Churban Bayis Sheni that Chazal got together and were kaveya a specific day in the month when to fast. But until then, every place was noyig its own day to fast. As long as the tainus of Tammuz was Niskayim sometime in Tammuz, that was fine. The Tzayim HaChamishi, the fast of the 5th month, any time in Av would be fine to fulfill your din tainus mitivrei Kabbalah. It was only a later takana that it had to be done dafka on Tisha B'Av. So Memela said Rabbi Yechanan, if I would have been there when the Chachamim were Kaveya, the specific day in the month when to do it, I would have said it should be on Asiri rather than on Chi. Says the Brisker of in Kuntras Chanako Megillah Simen Ches, and it's also brought in Chidushei Agrach al Ashas on Rosh Hashanah with a Tosefes beer from the Sefer Darkei Sholem on Bereishis Simen Pei Beis, that this is also the beer in the Avudram, that by all other fast days that fall out on Shabbos, the reason why you're able to push them off till after Shabbos is because since midivrei Kabbalah, there's no specific day that the fast day has to be done. As long as the fast day is done during that month, that's fine, midivrei Kabbalah. So since there's a chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah to eat on Shabbos from the Pasuk of V'karasa LaShabbos Einig, and midivrei Kabbalah, there's no specific day in the month that I have to fast, so better push off, l'mashal, the fast day of Tisha B'Av or Shiva Asar B'Tammuz to Sunday. This way I could do my Einig Shabbos, and I can still fulfill my chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah of fasting in the month, because there's no specific day that it has to be done. However, when it comes to Asara B'Teves, where besides for the Pasuk in Zechariah, which says Tzayim HaAsiri, there's also the Pasuk in Yecheskel Chav Dalid, Pasuk Beis, that says Ben Adam K'sov Locha Eshem Hayoim, Es Etzem Hayoim Azeh, Somach Melech Bovel El Yerushalayim, Be'etzem Hayoim Azeh, So from that pasuk, we see that besides for the kfius of the month of Tzayim Ha'asiri, there's also a specific day in the month that was hukva for the Yom of the Tainus. So therefore, since midivrei Kabbalah, there's a din that it has to be done dafkan asar b'teve. So when I have a clash between v'karosol haShabbos oinig, which is midivrei Kabbalah, and on the other hand, I have a chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah to fast today, so shev al tasei odif. Better sit and don't eat. Why eat and go b'yodayim b'kum v'asei against the chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah to fast? Better sit and don't eat and fast, and you're going against the v'karosol haShabbos oinig v'shev al tasei. So the Avud Ram never meant to learn out a gzeirah shava of Be'etzem Ayyim Azeh that it says by Asara B'teves from Be'etzem Ayyim Azeh that it says by Yom Kippur. But rather he just means that just like by Yom Kippur, where there's a kvius that it has to be done dafka on this day, so you fast even on Shabbos, so too by Asara B'teves where it says Be'etzem Ayyim Azeh that the tainus has to be done b'dafka on this day, it's not just a din in the month, so therefore you fast even when it falls out on Shabbos. To summarize, Rashi and the Rambam both say that just like Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos, the Mishnah says that you push it off to Sunday rather than to Friday. Huadin, Shivasur B'Tamuz, and Asar B'Teves is the same thing. However, the Avud Ram brought in the Beis Yosef Siman Tov Kuf Nun says that Asar B'Teves that would fall out on Shabbos, you would fast. Why? Because it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, just like by Yom Kippur. The Beis Yosef says he doesn't understand where the Avud Ram got this from. You can't just make up your own Gzeir Shava. On that we said that the Minchas Chinuch says in Mitzvah Shin Aleph on the Gemara in Tainus Chav Tesam at Beis that Rabbi Yechonon said, Ilu Havai Hosam Kavatei Basiri, if I would have been there, I would have established the fast day on the 10th of Av. And the Minchas Chinuch is bothered, how could Rabbi Yechonon say that he would have done it on a different day? The fast day of Tisha B'Av was Al Pi Navi. It was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not up to us. Says the Minchas Chinuch, no, Al Pi Navi Midivrei Kabbalah, it was only said Tzayim HaChamishi. There was no specific day. That was a later Takana. But Al Pi Navi, any time you would fast in Av would be fine. Since it was only a later Takana, so Rabbi Yechon said, if I would have been there when they were misakin it, I would have made it on the 10th. Says the Biskurov, that's what Avud Ram means also. By all other fast days, since the Pasuk in Zechariah is just Toila, the fast in the month, so therefore, if Tisha B'Av, Shavuot B'Tamuz, fall out on Shabbos, so I say, better push off the Tainus to Sunday, this way you can have your Einig Shabbos, and also you could be Mekayim, your Din Tainus, because it's still within the month. But by Asara B'Teves, where the Pasuk in Yechezkel says, Be'etzem Hayayim Hazeh, so besides for the Kfius of the Chodesh, there's also a Kfius of a specific day when the fast day has to be done. And therefore, that overrides the Din of Einik Shabbos because of Sheval Taseh Adif. May Inyin Le'inyin Ba'isai Inyin, the Gemara says on Amid Beis, that Rebbe wanted to be Eker Tisha B'Av Lehoidulai. So the Gemara and the Havamina understood that it means he wanted to be Eker Tisha B'Av completely. Taisvis says that it can't mean that he mamish wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av, even in the Havamina of the Gemara, because the Gemara says in Tainus Daf Lamed Amid Beis, Kol Ha'ichel V'Shoyseh B'Tisha B'Av, Einei Reya B'Nechoma Shal Yerushalayim. So that's why Taisvis says, as we mentioned before, that it means that he wanted to uproot it from the 9th and make it the 10th, like Rabbi Yechanan says in Tainus Chav Tes. But the Gemara says, L'maskana, that Rav Abba Bar Zavda said, that, L'ikachay amaisa, elo tishabav shecholi eis b'shabes hava v'dachinuhu la'achar ha'shabes, v'omar Rebbe, hoil v'nidcha yidcha v'lei hoidu chachamim. That the case was that it was a tishabav that fell out on Shabbos, and they pushed it off to after Shabbos. So Rebbe said that Hayov Nidcha Yidcha, since anyway it was pushed off to the 10th, so let it be pushed off completely that we shouldn't have to fast. And on that the Chachamim weren't moided to him. Comes along the Arsa Meach in Parakei Mehilchus Taniya Yishalach Avav, and he asks a beautiful question on the Gemara, that if in that year Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos, that means Shiva Asur B'Tamuz also must have fallen out on Shabbos. So why only when it came to Tisha B'Av did Rebbe want to say, Hoil v'nidcha yidcha? And what was with the Shivasar Batamuz? That was 3 weeks before that. Why didn't Rebbe say on that, Hoyel v'nidche yidche? Says Dar Sameach, a beautiful pshat, that the Rambam says in Perak Aleph, Mehilcha Shvuas Halacha Vav, that if a person makes a shvuah, levatel es ha-mitzvah, it's considered a shvuah shav. What's an example of a shvuah levatel es ha-mitzvah? Says the Rambam. For example, if a person makes a shvuah not to be misatif with tzitzis, not to put on tefillin, not to sit in the sukkah, not to eat matzah on Pesach, or to fast on Shabbos, and yamim tovim, v'chein kol kayetze bozeh. So the Rambam has a bunch of examples of a person making a shvuah to go against deiraisas. And among those examples, the Rambam throws in someone that swears to fast on Shabbos and Yomim Tovim. The Rashba in Chuvis Simen Tafresh Yodalid learns up in the Rambam that you see from the Rambam that the Isser to fast on Shabbos and Yomim Tovim is midairaisa. Because if it would only be midrabanan, then it wouldn't be a shvuah shav, since on the deiraisa dika level, the shvuah is chal. The Bir Halacha at the beginning of Siman Reish Peches explains the Rashba that the Mekor Midairaisa to eat on Shabbos is from the Pasuk in Beshalach, Kapitel Tezayin, Pasuk Chafei, that says, Vayomer Moshe Ichlu Hayom Ki Shabbos Hayom Lashem. Says the Or Sameach that the Kiryas Sefer says in Perek Chaf Tes, Mehilchas Shabbos, that only if a person fasts Laila Vayom, he fasts Friday night and Shabbos day, that's going keneged the deiraisa of ichlu hayoyim. However, if a person would eat on Friday night and he would only fast Shabbos day, that's only aser midrabanan. That's not a deiraisa. Memela says Dar Sameach, a beautiful pshat in our Gemara, that by Tisha B'Av, which is a fast that's laila vayoyim, that falls out on Shabbos, so that's going keneged the deiraisa. The deiraisa of ichlu hayoyim says you can't fast laila vayoyim. So then the dichoy of Tisha B'Av is so strong that Rebbe wanted to say hoyel v'nidcha yidcha. However, shiva aser b'tamuz, which is only a fast by day, but you don't have to fast the night before it. So if shiva aser b'tamuz falls out on Shabbos, it's not going keneged the deiraisa because you could eat Friday night. What's it going keneged? It's going keneged the din drabanan that says that you can't fast even by day alone. So what's pushing Shivasar B'Tamuz off to Sunday is only a drabanan. That's not such a strong dichui. So on that, you don't say hayel v'nidcha yidcha. Says the Or Sameach that lefi zeh, the sheet of the Avudram that we mentioned earlier, that Asara B'Teves that falls out on Shabbos, you can fast, because it says v'etzameim hazeh, can even fit with the shita of the Rambam that the Isser Tainus on Shabbos is midairaisa. Because since, like the Kiryas Sefer is saying, the Rambam only meant that when it's a fast of Laila Vayoyim, so since Asara B'Teves is only a day Tainus, it's not going keneged the deiraisa. It's only going keneged the drabanan. That's why you can fast it. Moving on to the next Ta'ara, the Gemara says, Gufa Chizkiya Kari B'Tverya Bar Beisar V'Chameisar. That Chizkiyah leaned the Megillah in Tveria on the 14th and the 15th, because Mesafka lay imu kefes chayma mimais Yeshua ben Nun hi iloi. Because he was Mesupik if it had a din of mukefes chayma from the times of Yeshua or not. And the Gemara explains that although, as far as the halacha of Bote Are Chayma is concerned, it's Pashit that Tveria was not considered a walled city, because the Pasuk says over there, Saviv, since on one side the Yam was the wall, there was no physical wall. So as far as Batei Arei Chaima is concerned, it's for sure not considered Mukafes Chaima. But Chizkiyah Safik was Lein in Mikra Megillah. My Prozim and my Mukafim Dechsivi Gabi Mikra Megillah. What does it mean, Prozim and Mukafim, that it says by Mikra Megillah? Is it because Dahani Miglu Vahani Loi Miglu? Is it because these cities are open and these cities are not open? Vahonami Megalia and Tveria was also open. Aydilma Mishum Dahani Mignu Vahani Loi Mignu. Vahonami Miganya. Or is it because that the Mukafin are protected and the Prozim are not protected? And if that's the case, Tveria is also protected since it's hard to penetrate a city from the Yam. Mishum hachi misafkele, and that was his suffik. Rashi explains that by Mikra Megillah doesn't say the word chayma. It just says the Lashon Prazim and not Prazim. So the Gemara is misupik if the Lashon Prazim is a Lashon of being revealed, or is it a Lashon of a city that's easily conquerable. The Ramban brings a raya from this Gemara to his Mahalach that we mentioned on Daf Beis of why the Chachamim were Mechalik between the Prazim and Mukafin to give the Prazim a din of Yodalit and the Mukafin a din of Tesvav. The Ramban said over there that Roiv of Klal Yisrael already moved back to Eretz Yisrael when Kairish allowed them to start rebuilding the second Beis HaMikdash. So the Yidden that were living in the cities in Eretz Yisrael that were still Mukafin Chayma, that were never destroyed, were more protected than the Jews that were living in open cities, because they were living in fortified cities, and within the cities there were no Goyim living with them. So since they weren't in such a big sakana, and because the year after the Nes happened, they didn't accept the day of Purim as a day of Simcha Mishta V'Yom Tov on their own, like the Prazim did. So therefore, when the Chachamim were misakin the Yom Tov of Purim, they said that the Prazim that were in a bigger sakana and who accepted the day of Purim as a day of Simcha Mishta V'Yom Tov on their own, they should have their Purim first on Yodalid, and the Mukafin will have their Purim on Tesvav. Says the Ramban that he has a raya from our Gemara to his Mahalach, because according to both stadim of the Gemara, whether it has to do with being protected or it has to do with being covered, has to do with the Inyan of Atzala. Either because they were protected with their walls, so they were safe, or because they were covered and blocked and hidden from the enemies, so that's why they were safe. But it has to do with the fact that Mukafim were safer than Prazim. But according to the Ramban's first pshat, which is the pshat that the Ran goes with, that the whole reason why Prazim and Mukafim are different is because since Shushan had an extra day of fighting, so Shushan has their Purim on the 15th, so Chazal equated the other Mukafim to Shushan, then it has nothing to do with the fact that the Mukafim were more protected or more covered and safer from the enemies. Because anyway, they weren't safe, according to the Ran, who learns that the Yidden were spread out, Mehoidu Vad Kush, and in their cities that they were Mukafin Chayma, they were living with the Goyim. They weren't safe. So the Ramban is bringing a smach from this Gemara that the chilik between Prazim and Mukafim, why the Prazim are the 14th and the Mukafim are the 15th, has to do with the fact that the Mukafim were safer. They were either more protected or they were blocked and covered from the Ivim, and that's why, because their sakana wasn't as great, and because they didn't accept the day of Purim as a day of Simcha Mishta V'Yom Tov the next year on their own, so that's why their Purim is a day later. Bidas Haran, L'chayra, what you have to say is, like Rashi says over here, that since by Megillah the Pasuk doesn't use the Lashon Chayma, but rather the Lashon of Prazim and not Prazim, so the Gemara is not sure what the Lashon Prazim means. Is Prazim a Lashon of Giloy, a Lashon of being revealed, or is it a Lashon of a city that's easily conquerable? So it's more like a Gzeres HaKasuv. Since the Torah didn't use the word Chayma here, but it used a different term, so we're not sure how to explain that term. The Gemara is not explaining the why. Why is it that Mukafin are different than Prazim? The Gemara is just explaining the what. What do we see in the term that the Megillah used? We see from that term that it's not dependent on Chayma. It's dependent on what Prazim means. Does it mean Giloy or does it mean Ir HaNeichali Kavesh? In the Ramban, the Gemara is explaining the why. Why is it that Mukafin are different than Prazim? It has to do with Hatzalah, which is either being covered or being protected.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.